This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are reduced to begging their people to vote. They're begging them to. They're what is the thing? It was something like a vote or die. We played it earlier in the broadcast in the first hour. Vote or die. Vote like your life depended on it. But let's just play it again. Why not?
Puff Daddy?
Apparently you haven't heard of my vote or die campaign.
Vote or die? What the hell does that even mean?
What do you think it means?
Vote like your life depends on it.
Why?
Because it does.
Your life depends on it, so you better vote.
We have got to vote for Joe Biden like our lives depend on it.
Vote as if your life, your choice, depends on it. Because it does.
The future of our democracy is at stake. The future of our economy is at stake. The future of our planet is at stake.
Yeah. Don't put this off. We're in a dangerous, dangerous place. Our lives are at stake.
This is not a time to be nice and hope people come around. This is a time this is a political war.
Look, people ought to vote in this election like their life depends on it.
You have to vote if your life depends on it.
Vote like your life depends on it. Because right now, it really does.
Vote like your life depends on it because it does.
That was every mainstream Democrat on the planet begging their people to vote or die. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Simple question. You think Donald Trump needs to beg his base to vote? You voting? You enthused about voting? You talking to other people about voting? You taking people to vote? You excited? You're going to wear your Trump gear? You're going to proudly come back and maybe make a video or do something? I mean, what are you going to do? You think that excitement exists on the other side? I think they want to cheat as much as they can, but look, I'll put it this way. If you got to run a vote or die campaign and you're begging your people to go, things must be pretty bad. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't know anybody who's supporting Donald Trump, who's voting for Trump, who's wishy-washy about it. Like, well, I don't know, man. I might go. I don't know. I wasn't thinking about it. Let me ask you this. Is anybody thinking about voting for Trump that you know of? And they're like, well, I might, but I don't know if I'm going to vote. I'm not quite sure. Anybody? Right after the debate, we talked about this early in the first part of the show. But there were many, many searches for, can I change my vote? Because people, 58.5 million people have voted so far. And as I said to you, I would be content to stop the election right now and say whoever has the popular vote could win it. I'm that confident that Donald Trump is still going to win it. They're like, oh, no, Kevin, the Democrats, they vote more in before the election or whatever. I got friends that were so chomping at the bit, they voted. They were texting me, Kev, we voted. We went out, man. We love. Woohoo. We got our vote thing. They were sending me pictures of their I voted stickers. Yeah, come on, guys. You've seen these Trump rallies. You've seen these Biden rallies. You really think that we're in danger? Trump has already said, I'm telling you right now, he's alluded to the idea that we have it all down. We got legal teams there. We got if Trump needs to deploy the National Guard to make sure that the voting goes correctly, he'll do it. If he has to deploy the military, he'll do it. He's going to make sure this election is as fair as it can possibly be. Because let me tell you, if you want to know how you influence an election negatively, how you do what Russia is supposedly done. Look at what the Democrats did. They completely stopped the discussion around Hunter Biden. It didn't stop us, though, did it? But they tried. I got a friend of mine. He sent me a note. He says, Kevin, I got kicked off Twitter because I posted something about Hunter Biden, a video from Hunter Biden, and he says Twitter kicked him off. And get this, this was the excuse. Because he didn't have authorization, approval from Hunter Biden to post a video that's now circulating about Hunter Biden. You got to have permission now from Hunter to do that, or Twitter will stop you. Since when? Since when has this ever happened? These people have done everything they can. You want to think Russia and China have influenced our elections? They have nothing in comparison to these lefties. And here's the beautiful thing, people. You're about to get 4 more years of Trump, and you're about to get the most brutal slam down, take down, whatever you want to call it. Donald Trump is going to pile drive the head of the Democrats into the concrete once this is over. He will unleash. There's a rumor of the people that will be fired when Trump gets reelected. And I'm going to tell you who I hope it is. I hope it's Christopher Wray. I hope it's Bob Barr. And I hope it's Fauci. Those are the three. Who do you want to see get fired? I will take any of those three. I want Grinnell to become the Attorney General. Rick Grinnell. Because then we'll start getting somewhere. See, I'm sick of this. We've allowed the Democrats to pretend that they are holier than thou, that they got it together. We need to start smacking them in the face with the things that the Barack Obama administration did to try to stop Donald Trump. We need to show them exactly what Hunter Biden has done. No holes barred. We've paid for this, folks. This is our tax dollars. This is billions of dollars going to Ukraine or going to China or whatever. This is all the corrupt nature of the Democrats. This is our money that they've been playing with. We get to see how they've been dinking around with our money. And it's well past, it's long overdue. And I know you believe me. I know you feel much the same way. How can we let them continue to get away with this? I'll be honest with you. With what they get away with, it's very tempting not to go on that side because you can do whatever you want and make an amazing living. Holy cow, what can you not get away with over there? Biden on TV, on video, saying, I took my $1 billion and go home unless you stop investigating my son. And the Democrats don't want to say anything. Then we can prove it with the son's own stuff and they act like none of it exists. Well, overdue this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I, Amy Coney Barrett, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
will tell you, I got a little teary-eyed watching that. I'm joking a little bit, but it definitely made me feel something, right? Because this is a woman who deserves that. Watching my friend Clarence Thomas swear her in, oh my goodness, I was proud. And there's Donald Trump up there like a boss, clapping like, yeah, baby, woo-hoo-hoo. Gotta love it. Amy Coney Barrett, Donald Trump's third appointment to the Supreme Court, and he may get some more. Welcome back, everybody. That is what it took to cause the Democrats to lose their minds. Oh, but wait a minute. Not really. It took 2016 and Hillary Clinton getting her butt kicked for them to lose their minds, and everything since then has been the fallout of them losing their minds even more. Oh, they want to blame. It's this Amy Coney thing. That's a dictator. He's doing this. He's whatever. They want to make it believe. He's a fascist. They love using that word. They don't even know what it means. It's funny to watch them because they're stupid. I don't say it to make you guys chuckle. I say it because it's true. They're stupid. And I can give you plenty of reasons. I'll put it to you this way. Here's a good way to look at it. If Donald Trump were a Democrat and he had beaten the whoever that we had as a Republican, say he'd beaten Ted Cruz, and he was doing the stuff he was doing, would you be mad? I wouldn't be. If he was appointing these justices, if he was doing what he was doing to make NATO pay its bills and handling foreign policy like he's been doing, like a boss, look at what this guy's done in the way of world peace. Democrats claim they want world peace. Pageant girls, all since the beginning of time, world peace. And here's Donald Trump saying, I'm never going to be in a pageant, but I've been to a couple of them, and I give you world peace. And the Democrats are like, well, how dare he? How dare he do that? How dare he actually do what he says, you know, and he's actually making stuff happen. And it was funny to listen to him. It wasn't him that did it. It was Jared Kushner. It was his son-in-law. Really? That's your excuse? It was his son-in-law. It wasn't him. What did he have to do with it besides delegate it to his son-in-law who got it done? As opposed to Joe Biden, who delegates stuff to his son, and we all know what happened there, right? Of course we do. Anyway, here's the reaction of the left finding out about Amy Coney Barrett getting appointed. This lady is thinking that she's being very clever, but here's one. We have a couple of these reactions, but check it out.
Amy Coney Barrett was just confirmed to the Supreme Court, so all those times I said I was queer, oh my God, you guys, that was so funny. And this necklace, a total joke. Oh my God, I was just kidding. All those times I said men don't deserve rights, oh my God, men are so great. I need a husband to show me how to be an adult, how to function. I'm the dumb woman, no numbers.
And what's funny, this woman thinks she's being clever, but she's telling you, I hate men, I don't need men, whatever. Look, you could be a lesbian. If the world were full of lesbians, I wouldn't go, we don't need women. I'd say we need women that don't want to be lesbians. But I wouldn't be like, oh, I hate women. What are we doing with women? We don't need, there are women out there, they hate us. They don't even want men to be in the world. What kind of nonsense, what kind of world do you live in where half the population, you say, I don't want to deal with you because your genitalia is on the outside of your body? That's how crazy these people are. But here's another one. She loses it, and she's legitimately upset.
Too many in the bath, but while I've been here, I got a notification. Amy Coney Barrett was officially confirmed to the Supreme Court. I didn't think I'd be this affected by it, but I'm scared. I'm scared for me, other women. people need help. Everyone except white men. So, please vote next week. Let's try to do something.
Poor little boo. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, everybody. Sorry, folks. I couldn't help but laugh at that one. She says she didn't think she would be this affected by it. But she says, I'm scared for me and other women. People who need help, except white men. I don't know when white men are finally going to get it through their head to say, enough. Enough with the war on white men. I'm already of the ilk of enough with the war on men in general. That's me. And I've already proven it. When I called the Kavanaugh accusers lying skanks, which is exactly what they are, I was ready to put my foot down to say, enough is enough. We've had enough of a war on us. There's no reason for there to be a war on men. There are bad men in the world. And you want to know who, if you want to look at the institution of bad men, you want to know where you can find it? You can find it with Democrats. That's the institution of bad men. That because they don't want fathers to be fathers to their children. They don't want fathers to father daughters so that they make the right choices in men. They don't want young men to grow up to respect women. Look at the Democrats. It's like the same thing when they talk about institutional racism. Show it to me. And I'll show you nothing but a sea of Democrats. All over the place. Carcasses of Democrats. Police, you know, brutality. Democrats. In places where Democrats have control. That's where you see this so-called institutional racism. But these people will pretend that men are the bad thing or cops are the bad thing. It is Democrats. That is the overarching thing no matter what.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spending the final days of the campaign in Delaware. The former vice president delivering remarks virtually later today. Meanwhile, President Trump will be holding two campaign rallies in Arizona. Twitter, Facebook, and Google CEOs are testifying at a Republican-led Senate Commerce Committee hearing on Capitol Hill. Things getting a bit heated when Senator Ted Cruz got his chance to question Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey.
Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs?
We will continue to monitor that hearing. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Justice Department is charging eight alleged Chinese agents over covert operations within U.S. borders.
China describes Fox Hunt as an international anti-corruption campaign in which it seeks to locate legitimate fugitives around the world to bring them back for trial in China.
Assistant Attorney General John Demers telling reporters in Washington, D.C. that five of the suspects were arrested in the United States and three are believed to be in China. Hurricane Zeta is gaining strength. The National Weather Service says a Category 1 storm's maximum sustained winds have increased to 90 miles an hour as it barrels towards the Gulf Coast. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards saying the storm won't be bringing much rain, but will be bringing wind.
That's damage to homes, businesses, but also to infrastructure and including our electrical system.
The Democrat governor saying the storm is expected to hit New Orleans later today. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this, we have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. There's Joe Biden. He went off the teleprompter. Oh, man. Have they ever? I'm telling you. Here, I can honestly tell you, if all we could do to win is to cheat, I wouldn't want to be on our side. It just goes to show you how sick you have to be a leftist, because you have to condone voter fraud. I don't know what Biden was saying there. I mean, the obvious is that he's saying we have a mechanism to cheat that's better than anybody. Maxine Waters said that a while back when Obama left office. She said, we has assembled the biggest database, a database of people, and he knows everything about these people, and he will be controlling things from when he leaves office because he has this big database. He does. You know where Obama got that big database from? The NSA. He knows all the dirt on everybody. Now, people know dirt on him, but he knows dirt on a lot of people. And there are people that still want him to be in control. The reason why Obama has to be thought of as being in control is because he has all this data. And he has to be treated with some level of respect. But when he goes out to campaign, what happens? Nobody there. Nobody shows up. Oh, my goodness. We have so many clips. I just want to play these clips. You know, here's Biden talking about cheating. Here's another one with Biden. It's incredible. It's hard to believe that he would even say things like this. But listen to this one. Okay, Mr. Biden, if I can, sure. Questions of controversy continue today about Hunter Biden, your son's...
There is no controversy about my son. It's all a lie. It's a flat lie because the president has nothing else to run on. If you notice, while American people are talking about what's happening to their families, he has no plan. In the debate, he has no plan. Everything from the Wall Street Journal to every other major news outlet has said what he's saying is simply not true about my son.
Did you catch it? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Apologize for my voice. I'm getting over a bug. No, I didn't have COVID. I had the Chinese Wu flu. I had the flu, the regular flu, not the Wu flu. And it's funny, though, when you get sick, you find yourself skulking around, sneaking around. I'll get back to that a little bit later. Here's what I want to talk about. Joe Biden says, there's no controversy. It's a flat lie. He says the president has nothing else to run on. But here's what I love. Biden is so predictable, it's hysterical. The Wall Street Journal, every other outlet is saying it's simply not true about my son. But does Biden say, nope, it's not true? Does he say, I categorically deny it, that the information that they found is not Hunter's? I am in no way connected. He says nothing of the sort. He uses all the experts. Pretty soon, you know what he'll be saying? The science is in. Look at the science. The science of it all. It's unbelievable. These people are amazing. This is the same guy. I want to play this clip of Biden because he calls us chumps, but he says he'll work for us. He'll represent us, but we're chumps.
I'll work as hard for those who don't support me as those who do, including those chumps with the microphone out there.
I'll even represent the chumps. If it hadn't been for those chumps, Biden's rally would have been empty. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show, you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Man, so much going on in the world. So much. It's fun to watch this stuff play out because, for me, it's fun, and I'll tell you why. Because I've already made the prediction that Donald Trump's going to win in a landslide. I watch Biden. I watch him try to put Band-Aids on things. He's bragging about voter fraud. He says there's no controversy about his son when he knows there is. He knows that Hunter Biden has done illegal stuff. He knows that Hunter Biden has been the bad man for the Biden family, and we all know about it now. And so do the Democrats. And they are so dyed in the wool. They can't admit it. That they will carry on this lie. They will propagate this lie. They will hide behind this lie as long as it takes. As long as it gets rid of Trump. Now I'm going to give us some credit here. Because as much as I like Donald Trump, if he did this, he would not be on my list to get my vote. See, we have morals. We have ethics. The Democrats don't. If it were flipped and Biden were coherent and he were campaigning on things that were good and I found this out about Trump, I would probably not vote for Trump. I'd let the chips fall where they may. But I wouldn't say, well, I mean, Biden is so horrible that, I mean, even a crooked Trump would be better than the crazy Biden. Even though there is a part of me that partially believes that. The good news is we don't have that dilemma. Not at all. Let me tell you, I'm watching this man, our president, President Trump, crisscross this nation, doing three events in a day. Thousands of people. One of my friends who works the administration sent me a text and said, Kev, pray for the president. He's starting to get a little tired. I'm like, man, he'll take a nap on Air Force One and the spring will be right back in his step. Don't worry about him. God is taking care of that man. God is going to take care of this election for us too. Biden says it's no controversy, a flat lie. That the president has nothing else to run on. A man that has a record that is second to none. Compared to a guy who's had 47 years in politics. And all he's managed to do is use his son as a bag man. How pathetic is that? Pretty sorry. What else we got here? Biden, he got asked about helping blacks. And here was his response.
And welcome back to our town hall with Joe Biden. We're getting a question now from Cedric Humphrey. He's a student from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, progressive Democrat.
Don't jump, Cedric. You look like you're way up there.
I'll be okay. Thank you, George. And good evening, former Vice President Biden. Many people believe that the true swing demographic in this election will be black voters under the age of 30. Not because they'll be voting for Trump, but because they won't vote at all. I myself have had this exact same conflict. So my question for you then is, besides you ain't black, what do you have to say to young black voters who see voting for you as further participation in a system that continually fails to protect them?
Well, I say, first of all, as my buddy John Lewis said, it's a sacred opportunity and right to vote. You can make a difference. If young black women and men vote, you can determine the outcome of this election. Not a joke. You can do that. Then the next question is, am I worthy of your vote? Can I earn your vote? And the answer is, there's two things I think that I care, and I've demonstrated I care about my whole career. One is, in addition to dealing with a criminal justice system to make it fair and make it more decent, we have to be able to put black Americans in a position to be able to gain wealth, generate wealth.
I'm not even really going to cover what Biden said because it was nothing but platitudes. Criminal justice system, the guy that fostered the bill to put blacks away as super criminals. And he talks about generating wealth. What's he done to show black people about generating wealth? Besides, if you're a crackhead and you're in his family, he'll generate some wealth for you. What this black kid exposes is exactly the problem the Democrats are going to have. Voter suppression, because black folks are saying, you know what, Joe Biden, we no longer believe you. We no longer see the Democratic Party as the way out. And let me tell you, the black vote is so jacked up. Don't get excited about it. Don't ever get excited about the black vote coming back over to the Republicans, in as much that it has already. Donald Trump in the 30% is as much as we're going to get. Because you cannot get the black vote without just losing your mind. It's like when I was having a conversation with Senator Rand Paul, and he was going to go meet with the NAACP, and I told him, don't go over talking this nonsense you just explained to us right now. Don't go over there. And he's like, why, Kevin? And I explained it. I said, if you want black folks if you want to make them believe that you agree with everything that they said, number one, you're going to lose the conservative vote because you can't agree with everything black people said. Pigs in a blanket, roast them like bacon, defund the police, hands up, don't shoot, Black Lives Matter. Are you going to go for that? You can't go over there buying into their lies. You have to go over there and say, hey, look, I'm willing to concede certain things, but I'm not going to concede your lies. You're not going to get away with the lies. And Rand Paul, to his credit, he changed. He says, you know what? You're right. Let me tell you, there's no reason to placate anybody in this country. If you can't make it, shame on you. Not shame on this country. And we'll do everything we can to help you. But don't be blaming us. We're not going to go for it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Is that a socialist or progressive perspective?
No.
No, it is the perspective of a woman who grew up a black child in America, who was also a prosecutor, who also has a mother who arrived here at the age of 19 from India, who also, you know, likes hip-hop. Like,
What's Up with Kamala Harris? Wow. That was her 60 Minutes interview. And I just want you to think about, this is a person that would be the number two in the nation if Biden were to win. Thankfully, he won't. But this would be the number two in the nation. A chick that, I mean, I wouldn't let her run my beauty shop. And she has risen. Again, I look at these Democrats, they rise to power on nothing more than just, following the line. Either sleeping their way to the top and stepping on the throats and the necks of anybody that gets in their way. They are ruthless. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I apologize in advance because I had a bug, a flu bug, just getting over it. Just getting over it. At least I think I am. Because, boy, by the end of the show, I'm telling you, I'm pretty worn out. But I feel good. I feel like James Brown. I feel good. Because I know what's coming in a few days. Donald Trump gets reelected, and we start putting to bed some of the stuff that's been brewing for 4 years. The Democrats will have tried everything they could to get rid of Donald Trump, and it's not going to happen. And I'm telling you, you are more motivated than at any time in your history. People ask me all the time, Kevin, is this the most important election? I say no. 2016 was. Is this one important? Absolutely. Are you going to show up this time? Yes, you will. If you didn't show up in 2018, you're going to show up this time. And you know what else you're going to do? You're going to show up in 2022. You're going to make sure Trump keeps those midterms. You've seen enough. You've witnessed enough. I want to remind you guys what Trump said about Biden during the debate. This is one of the funniest clips. I know it seems a little out of place, but it cracks me up because this is what you're getting. See, we have a leader who thinks for himself. But here's what Trump said of Biden. I think this is the right one. Here it is.
Came out and said very strongly, $6,500 will be taken away from families under his plan, that his plan is an economic disaster. If you look at what he wants to do, if you look at his plan, his environmental plan, you know who developed it? AOC plus three. They know nothing about the climate. I mean, she's got a good line of stuff, but she knows nothing about the climate. And they're all hopping through hoops for AOC plus three. Look, their real plan costs $100 trillion. If we had the best year in the history of our country for 100 years, we would not even come close to a number like that. When he says buildings, they want to take buildings down because they want to make bigger windows into smaller windows. As far as they're concerned, if you had no window, it would be a lovely thing. This is the craziest plan that anybody has ever seen. And this wasn't done by smart people. This wasn't done by anybody. Frankly, I don't even know how it could be good politically. All right. They want to spend $100 trillion. That's their real number. He's trying to say it was six. It's $100 trillion.
So the question you should be asking yourself, folks, is do you believe that sanity rules in America, or do you believe that insanity rules? Do you believe that people are going to follow AOC plus three? See, I don't. I think people look at AOC and go, I can't stand her. I think Democrats look at her and go, I can't stand her. I don't like that a waitress has that much power. And she's dumb. And Trump calls her out. He's like, she's dumb. They have no understanding of climate, but they shoot off at the mouth. He says this. He effectively debunks their so-called science. You gotta love it. But then, in another instance, he goes on to talk about what the administration did prior to his administration with respect to China and Joe Biden's participation in it. Here's that clip.
Sonic, it's called. We have a missile so fast you can't see it. You can't shoot it. You can't do anything with it. And frankly, another group stole our plans during the Obama administration. They also have one, but ours is even faster. Ours is even more powerful. And we have things that nobody can even come close to. So we are the envy of the world in that way. And again, we're never going to use it because when you have it, you don't have to use it. When you don't have it, that's when you need it. And that's never going to be our position. It's never going to be our position. We will never let that happen in our country.
I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I feel very proud that we are on the side of righteousness, that we have a president who understands American sovereignty, understands that it is a mean, cruel world out there, and he understands, quite frankly, that the biggest enemies to America are inside of America. I want to finish with this, though, because there was a Philadelphia cops were embroiled yet again in some more controversy. They said protesters gathered outside of a Philadelphia police precinct after police were shown killing a man who had a knife. I saw the video. I don't know if you guys saw it, but he's a 27-year-old guy. His name is Walter Wallace. Now, this guy, he's running at these cops. They are backing away from him. He's running at them. And they finally have to shoot him and kill him. And where are we? We got a whole other situation brewing because you're not supposed to kill this guy. Cops are supposed to just let him do whatever he wants to do. Look, I don't know whether there's non-lethals or... Well, I'm not going to make that decision. I'll put it to you this way. You run at me with a knife and I have a gun, I'm going to shoot you. Philadelphia Police Sergeant Eric Gripp and a 56-year-old female were hospitalized. She was hit. Somebody ran her over. Vandals are now smashing the windows and stuff. Why? Because a black dude who's probably crazy, let's be honest, he's probably one of these people that the left no longer want to put inside of these crazy homes, these insane asylums. They walk the street. These are the people that endanger your lives. And the Democrats don't want to do anything about it. I want you to think of how dangerous it really is as you contemplate stories like this. 29 officers treated and released at hospitals after being hit by rocks and bricks. 30 arrests. Multiple businesses looted throughout the city. 5 police vehicles vandalized, with one from the fire department. And you know what the Democrats are going to want? They're going to want us to pay for it. Now, if it were me, I would deploy the federal troops immediately. I would say anytime a cop shoots a black person, there's going to be police in the street. There's going to be military in the street. And their orders will be anybody that loots, you're going to prison. You're going to go to Club Fed. There will be no, you know, you're going to serve a full time. That's how this is going to go down. I think when Trump wins, you're going to see a whole different take on law and order. I think that Donald Trump, he's warned the left. I don't know if you guys have really been paying attention. He's warned them about the Chinese Wu flu. He's warned them about all these things that are their little pet projects like global climate change and all that stuff. He's warned them. He's warned them about defunding the police, all these things. And I think that they're, you know, they want to dismiss it because they want to play this game like Hillary Clinton. Oh, things will be okay. You know, look at the polls or whatever else. And Trump, I think I mentioned this in the first hour, he put a poll, I think it was the CBS YouGov poll, that showed him leading in 3 battleground states. And I'm not talking about barely. I'm talking about significantly. And he left it for all the press. And none of them have covered it. Nobody has covered this poll. This isn't Fox News, which is just as bad as any of the others. Real Clear Politics with Tom Bevin, joke of a poll. And I love how these guys, they get it wrong, and then they go, well, we didn't get it as wrong as the other guys. Frank Luntz is the first one that's come out and said, hey, look, we're done. If we get this wrong, we're done. And let me tell you, Frank, you got it wrong. If you have a poll that shows Donald Trump behind Joe Biden anywhere outside of New York, California, Oregon, or Washington, your poll is wrong. There's no battleground states that Donald Trump is not winning. And we're going to find out soon enough.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.